From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill are still sparring over how many of the expiring Bush-era income tax cuts should be extended. NPR's David Welna explains that at issue are the tax cuts for income above $250,000 for married couples and small businesses.
House Minority Leader John Boehner fell out of step with fellow Republicans over the weekend by saying if it came to it, he'd vote to extend tax cuts only for lower income levels. But he was back in step today.
Raising taxes on anyone, especially small businesses, is the exact wrong thing to do in a struggling economy. Economists agree, and a growing number of Democrats agree.
Many other Democrats, including Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, insist it's no time to extend tax cuts for high income levels.
If we cannot, in the midst of this recession, with our nation's deficit, ask for sacrifice from the wealthiest people in America, then I'm afraid we've lost our way.
It's not clear whether Congress will take up the expiring tax cuts before the midterm elections. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The heads of Israel and the Palestinian Authority are said to be digging into their most divisive issues now rather than later. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell seemed to be upbeat about the progress of the peace talks in Jerusalem today.
The two leaders are not leaving the tough issues to the end of their discussions. They are tackling up front, and did so this evening, the issues that are at the center of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
The issues include a proposed freeze on Jewish settlement expansion in the West Bank. The presidents of Pakistan and Afghanistan have met to talk in part about the fight against terrorism. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Islamabad that Afghanistan has accused Pakistan of aiding or sheltering some Taliban fighters.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari told reporters that the two sides needed to cooperate in attacking terrorists' sanctuaries, financing, and ideology. Karzai added, though, that he would continue to seek dialogue with more moderate Taliban elements.
We will engage with those Taliban who are not part of Al-Qaeda, who are not part of any other terroristic network, who will abide by the Afghan constitution.
President Zardari offered increased cooperation between his country's intelligence services and their Afghan counterparts, despite allegations that Pakistani intelligence services are backing some Afghan insurgents. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Islamabad.
Here's what's happening on Wall Street. Dow is up nearly 50 points at 10,573. Last check, Nasdaq up 12 at 2,301. This is NPR News. Boeing might have to pay back billions of dollars in U.S. government subsidies. The World Trade Organization finds that the aircraft maker violated international rules by accepting massive amounts of subsidies. However, the WTO's ruling is preliminary. French lawmakers have approved a controversial bill to reform their country's pension system. Anita Elash reports it makes France the latest European country to keep workers on the job longer because of a ballooning deficit.
Polls show that about half of French citizens oppose the reforms. A week ago, more than a million people demonstrated against them. There were more protests as deputies in the lower house of parliament debated the bill. The most contentious reform increases the legal retirement age from 60 to 62. That's still one of the lowest in Europe. The government says raising the minimum retirement age is the only way to ensure that future generations can receive state pension benefits. Unions and opposition parties argue that workers should not have to bear the brunt of fiscal reform. The debate still isn't over. The Senate will vote on the legislation at the end of the month. Unions have planned an open-ended strike starting next Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.
The Obama administration wants to ramp up oversight of the nation's pipelines in the aftermath of the San Bruno, California gas pipeline explosion last week. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood submitted a proposal to Congress today that also includes stronger penalties for companies that violate safety regulations. The blast in a suburb of San Francisco killed at least four people and destroyed nearly 40 homes. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.